Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
Hey, I call him the unicorn for a reason.
Just watching Animal Planet, I'm more of a narwhal. A unicorn.
Narwhal tusks were fobbed off to royalty as unicorn horns. Some scientists believe this means the tusk serves the same function as a deer's antlers, a way to show who's the fittest male around.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Hey, this is Keith, not Kevin. That's K-E-I-T-H on the south side. What I wanted to say is...
Olin, Keith. I'm Olin. That's Big Cat. O-L-I-N.
Hey, Big Cat. How you doing out there, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What I want to say is, as Keith, K-E-I-T-H,
thanks,
is
man.
That...
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Be positive, okay?
We got 4 tough teams coming up. Will you call us back if things don't go right?
I will call you guys back.
All right, cool.
Just be positive.
Thank you, buddy.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
I didn't catch the thanks, Kevin, the first time that we ran that.
Oh, dude, is it beautiful?
That is.
Mully going right back to it.
That's some incredible timing.
Phenomenal.
Mully.
Exquisite.
On that one. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Olin Krutz joining us here on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, CircuitLasVegas.com. Hey, Olin, how are you?
Oh,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
L-I-N.
Man, what's up, guys?
Amen.
L-I-N. And, you know, good to have, obviously always good to have Big Cat on the show. We miss Pat, but pretty good replacement. We got in James Big Cat Williams with 13 years for the Chicago Bears. So, you know, Kevin, Keith, he didn't like you. Make sure we knew how to spell his name. But we always have a good time on the post, especially when the Bears are winning. Bears are winning. It makes the show a lot more fun.
There's no doubt about that. And we actually had Big Cat on earlier this week, and he was great talking to us about the tackle play and what he's seen in the development of both tackles. I'd love to know, after you went back and watched the tape of Darnell Wright versus some really good pass rushers for the Giants, what you came away thinking.
Yeah, well, really, I came away thinking the offensive line is playing really good football together, right? They're playing as a unit. They got some time in now with Theo Bennett at their left tackle. They really are run blocking well, guys. But I mean, obviously, Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright and Dahlman and Joe Tooney and Bennett, they do a nice job getting movement off the ball, sort of tight ends and the wide receivers. But just this unit as a whole, they adjust to blitzes and stunts, and they pass off games. And Coach Dan Roschar, and the film they put out there, you guys see people bending over backwards to compliment them, to give them line of the week awards, because it's what they deserve. Now, Darnell Wright, guys, he's been playing good football for a long time, right? We've been saying Darnell Wright's a good football player, but getting a lot more efficient with his pass sets, and the one where you see him body slamming Burns, and him and Burns actually had a really good battle. If you go back and watch the tape, Burns won a few, and I think Darnell mentioned that in one of his breakdowns on Twitter. I saw that he probably should have had a sack, but Caleb got away from the sack, something he does very well. But really efficient with his pass set, guys, with his footwork, becoming a pro, becoming the guy that we've talked about a long time on these radio waves. We need a blue chip type player that the Bears draft that becomes a Pro Bowl, all pro type player. Now what we need is consistency week in, week out. And here's the thing that I'm impressed with Darnell Wright. He fought through that elbow injury, which you don't even bring up anymore, right? But he fought to play with his guys. And I tell you right now, guys, Jonah Jackson, quite simply, the best run blocking right guard on film the last 3 weeks in the NFL.
Wow, that's cool. And you wonder if these guys in the middle are having an effect on Darnell in terms of his consistency. And it sounds like you're talking about his toughness and his willingness to kind of fight through all that stuff. I wonder if that can have an effect in a room, can it?
Yeah, perfect storm, right? Speaks to your point. It's a great point that Joe Tooney is there now. Gosh, what does a pro look like? There he is, right? Dahlman is there now. Dahlman, a great, we call it reach blocks, center spot or reach block. Guys get paid a lot of money in the NFL if they can reach block people. He did a great job against Dexter Lawrence last week, who is having a down year, but still a phenomenal nose guard, a hard guy to block. I thought Dahlman did a great job against him there at Soldier Field. But watching those guys prepare, get ready, get their bodies ready, that guys is invaluable, right? And then having Coach Roschar there to help you to be consistent with the fundamentals, what he wants on the field, how to take a pass set, how to come off the ball. You can go back 3 years, we were talking about the way Darnell Wright comes off the ball run blocking wise, right? Pad under pad, hands low to high, running his feet, running guys off the ball. But now he's just efficient in his pass set, good coaching. You're seeing a perfect storm come together where players begin to rise, and obviously you win a lot of games and people start talking about the kind of football you're playing. But speaks to your point, a lot of guys in there right now in that offensive line room to look at and say, oh, wow, here's Joe Tooney. Look at the way he does everything week in and week out.
Olin, I remember hearing about this revamped middle of the offensive line being put together and all this money and the trades and everything, in part so Caleb would stay in the pocket more. So he'd be more comfortable staying in the pocket, maybe even stepping up. Still an issue for him where he leaves the pocket, sometimes maybe a little more than he needs to. Work in progress. Is the middle of the line doing their job in that regard? Do you see a little more space that Caleb could be using if he's not every given down?
Well, yeah, there are definitely plays where Caleb should step up in the pocket instead of doing the triple spin out, make guys miss and run down the field. Like really he's been doing all year, guys, right? You go all the way back to week one. If you review the Minnesota film, the first touchdown of the year was Caleb spinning out to his left and running in 9 yards out and scoring a touchdown, right? So the things he's been doing all year, he still needs to improve on sometimes. I think him and Declan Doyle both spoke this week about, you know, staying in the pocket a tick longer, slowing down on your progression, staying on things to give guys a little time to get open on plays, step up and deliver the ball down the field. Now, he's had a lot of success with what he's doing, right? Running all over the place, making guys miss, avoiding guys. Like you guys know, if you watch the NFL for a long time, you saw what happened to Jackson Dart, against the Bears. You start to worry a little bit about how much Caleb's been running around. You saw him take that knee to the head last week. You saw him take a couple hits. You just kind of worry about those hits accumulating, and then all of a sudden we have a quarterback who's a little dinged up, not playing at the level we need him to play at. So a little more like Caleb right now when you watch him, guys. I'm sure like you guys know, when you watch that Giants film, the first thing that jumped out at me was, oh, wow, the Giants have kind of caught up to what the Bears were doing after the bye week, right? They kind of caught up for two or three quarters to what the Bears like to do. The Bears were hiding their concepts with motions and formations. Like, you go back to week one, in the game when they were down, I think they were down 10 against the Vikings, they hit Cole Kmet for a 31-yard gain, right, down the middle of the field. Caleb led us to a late game touchdown. I know that's familiar, but that's the exact same play they ran to Coast in Loveland against the Bengals to win the game. They just hit it with motion, right? But really smart football players like Harrison Smith and guys like this are going to notice, oh, look, they're building the same formation to run the same play. So eventually Caleb does have to make the easy plays, put the ball in the wide receiver's hands. And I know everyone's screaming, drop here, drop here, drop that. Stop throwing in 155 miles per hour at the running back who's releasing the flat. Just make easy plays every once in a while. Right now, it just seems like, guys, a lot of the game, everything's either amazing, hard, or an explosive play, or we don't get anything out of it.
Oh, last week we were talking about Rome Odunze because he didn't have as many catches as he wanted, but he did do a really effective job on pin and pull plays and blocking downfield. This week, I found myself watching a lot of Cole Kmet, whether he was lined up at H-back or he was blocking downfield on the game winner for Caleb. How does a team develop that type of mentality and attitude where guys that aren't the offensive line are going down there and really getting after it as blockers?
It's crazy when you watch Cole, right? Lawrence, how much he does. He does a lot for this Bears offense, a different lineup of receiver, blocking. I know you're trying to get on me a little bit because I tweeted out that, obviously after an ISO touchdown, Cole blocked the smallest guy on the field. And, of course, that's the block Greg Olsen wants to talk about. Never mind Dexter Lawrence, the 400-pound nose guard in the middle of the offensive line. Right? So, anyway, this is how you know an O-line's playing good football. Everyone wants to talk about blocking little DBs, and they forget about the $500 million the Giants have on their D-line getting blocked, right? They just, oh, man, look at Cole Kmet running over Drew Phillips. By the way, Drew Phillips is 150 pounds. Anyway, yes, Cole Kmet does. He does, though, to Cole's credit, he does a lot on this offense, whether it's fullback, inline tight end, off-the-ball tight end, motion, wham block. He does a lot for the Chicago Bears. I think we talked about that 3 or 4 weeks ago where they were going to miss him in the run game when he was out, right, because Cole Kmet is kind of a chess piece for Ben Johnson where he can do a lot of things for them. And like what you're saying is, I always believe, Lawrence, if you want team players, if you want guys who love the weight room, if you want guys who study film, I know this sounds complicated, but it's not. Draft them.
Yeah, those are facts. And I just, man, I've grown an appreciation for what the tight ends mean to football, Olin, because they're a little bit line, they're a little bit target, and they dictate scheme, and there are things to key off, and you know, for defenses, and they're just so damn important. And I get why Ben Johnson wanted to go get another one, because he's got Colston Loveland now to be a toy, while Cole Kmet can throw at a million things. Well, Brian Flores keys some of his stuff off what he sees the tight ends doing. What's Brian Flores going to look at when he's trying to decide how to attack Caleb Williams in this offense?
Yeah, you'll like the tight end so much they took early until he Parsons his lineup on the left tackle in Green Bay. But anyway, we'll move on from that. Listen, you're right. They will key some of that. They'll try to get some, you know, off of film of what they like to do. The formation, now he's going to have to manufacture pressure, which Flores is scary, right, because Grenard is out. How is he going to manufacture pressure? Where is it going to come from? How is he going to use Ivan Pace Jr., right? How is he going to get those, like, Blake Cashman, Andrew Van Ginkel? How is Metellus? So I'm sure now without Grenard, now he opens up his whole playbook. Right? Remember, the first thing they played the Bears, they put all that money into the defensive line with Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave and all these Grenard and all these guys. So they rushed four and played a lot of zone, right, and covered the field. But now I'm thinking with the crowd noise, with the silence, count with the offensive line a tick behind where they would be at home, he'll manufacture pressure and try to find where to attack Caleb Williams from and take some of those cues like you're talking about, just the things they do with their tight ends. Roma Dunze does a lot of chipping, honestly. So does Zacchaeus. A lot of these guys get involved in helping the tackles out before they release for routes.
When you look at the Vikings on tape, what do you see that's going wrong with them?
Yeah, they have. Well, first of all, you see that they in the last 4 weeks they played teams that are 24-13, right? They played the Eagles, they played the Chargers, they played the Lions, and they played Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. So, what's going wrong is they play good teams. Now, the first thing you realize is takeaways, right? So, I said, well, they play teams that are 24-13. Well, the Bears have played teams the last 4 weeks that are 11-27, right? So, the Bears want to go up there and prove that they are not just they can be good teams and not just be bad teams. And the Vikings want to prove, look, we've been playing only good teams. Man, so we are excited for the Bears to come in here and show you we're not as bad as people think. So the first thing I see on film, and they beat the Lions at home, which is a big deal, man. But the first thing I see on film is that they're playing really good football teams, and it's a tough matchup for them. And they have a young quarterback, Lawrence, who is struggling after the first two drives. And they have a defense that, they, you know, the takeaways aren't there. The sacks aren't there. They're giving the ball up. I think they're -7 right now, right? So that's not good. I think it's bottom three in the NFL. You'll lose a lot of football games when you do that. But that's the first thing I saw on film when I turned on the last two or three games, Lawrence, just the fact that they played good football teams.
Man, Olin, I don't know how you end up with as few takeaways as some of these teams have. Did you realize the Jets have one? Did I hear that right last night? They have one takeaway this far into a season. I can't imagine trying to exist. I know.
Usually you fall into one like the Patriots did with the Jets last night.
Yes. But like how does that even happen? Does that mean you're playing flat? You're just not. What is that in your mind?
Well, when the Bears are really good, I think Lovey's last year, they had 44 takeaways, which is just crazy, right? With Peanut and Briggs and all these guys flying around, that's what it is, right? These guys flying around like the Bears right now, making plays, guys like Tremaine Edmonds, Byard, right? A good coordinator who's confusing the offense, making the quarterback see ghosts, throw the ball up, get an interception. So just things are not working, not playing at high speed. I think the Jets did trade away a lot of their good players, but when you watch the Jets on film, just not playing with a lot of confidence, a lot of speed, and creating a lot of chaos in the offense's mind. And when you create chaos, the ball seems to pop out everywhere for you. So those are the first things I think about when you think, okay, why isn't this defense getting takeaways and why is this defense getting takeaways? It's just because of the speed and the way they play the game. I think Mike Brown used to call it controlled chaos, where they go out there, they know what they're doing, but in your mind, you feel like there's just chaos all over the place.
From the first game to this game, is there anything that the Bears have done, that you think Brian Flores will be like, well, I now have to consider this if I'm depending on what it is that I want to do defensively?
Oh, yeah. I think we all know where it is, right? They start to run the ball. They got way better at working together on combo blocks, the offensive line, working the line. Not as much mental mistakes, right? Not as many penalties, putting them behind the sticks. And it looks also, guys, like Swift and Monunga is a lot more comfortable. When I went back and watched the film, it was everything. Just not working together. And you forget, right, that in the preseason, there's not a lot of live rest. You forgot that Joe Tooney barely played. Braxton Jones is still playing, right? There were guys, Posting Loveland, his first game. There are guys out on the field trying to figure out, like the receivers are trying to figure out when the line was working to a certain linebacker. So they had the safety. And when there was a stunt, you could see that Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright just hadn't worked together as much as they have now, and they couldn't work those things off. So Flores, I'm sure, is thinking, okay, man, I'm going to have to stop this run now before I, you know, not just play coverage and give them a six or what they call a light box and give them a run favorable look. So that is the first thing when you look at the Chicago Bears that you're like, oh, now with the 147 yards a game, now these teams, they have to come up there and say, the first thing we got to do is stop this run. By the way, they also have great receivers. So the Chicago Bears offense for Flores and the Minnesota Vikings are tough tasks at home. Minnesota will have a little bit of advantage with that crowd noise, but we'll see what happens with the way that Chicago Bears offensive line and the running backs are rolling right now.
Man, is it fun having a good running game. I was talking smack to Pete Bursich last hour. He's like, oh, Pete, you can't.
Running games travel, right, Speaks? They travel.
Yeah, man.
Right? So the run game travels, and you can win on the road with a good run game.
Let's go.
What's your concern? Because I feel like I'm hearing some concern in your voice when you brought up like the records and everything. So when it comes to you looking at this matchup, what concerns you?
Just the defense, obviously, guys, right? We watched the defense the last few weeks and this offensive line, right? Everyone talks about Grenard being out, right? They forget that the $28.5 million a year Darrisaw tackle, the tackle for the Vikings, he didn't play the last time. Right. And then all of our pressure came on Skule, I think is his name, Justin Skule on the left side was starting for Darius. So Harrison Smith was out. Jordan Addison was out. So they do lose Grenard, but they gain three players back. Right. And the thing that worries me, Lawrence, is when I watch the film and like you guys know, I don't let a lot of things affect me. I just want to watch the film and then tell you what I see. And I did see the Giants kind of catch up a little bit to what the Bears were trying to do on film through these weeks, through this winning run. And the Giants defense corner did a really nice job calling defenses last week and picking and choosing when he wanted his run defense and when he wanted the pass defense. And of course, Caleb eventually made plays with his legs, which I don't know how sustainable that is, but he's really good at it. Right? He's like a Houdini back there in that pocket. Some of the times he avoided the sacks this week were amazing to me, but I did see the Giants catch up to them a little bit. The Vikings aren't as bad as their record. We just went over what we talked about and the fact that they're at home, right? It's hard to play in Minnesota. It's hard to play on the turf. The Bears have lost dial. Where is their pass rush going to come from? How are they going to stop the run at that defensive end position? Tough matchup, I think, personally, for the Chicago Bears this week. I think Vegas has the Vikings -2, right? They have them favored. I think that's about right, Lawrence, right? We're going to need a takeaway or two to come out of this game with a win because I think the Vikings at home are just a little bit worried about this football team.
Last thing, Olin. Jalen Johnson, probably not going to play, but I don't know. That'd be pretty crazy. He's listed as questionable. Do you remember, a texter asked, do you remember a teammate or a player coming back ridiculously fast from injury where you're like, oh,
Thomas
my God.
Jones.
And Thomas Jones is one that Lawrence offers you? Yeah, you can go there. You can go anywhere.
Yep. You know, it's just Jalen Johnson, man, with Dennis Allen, as much man defense and how aggressive he likes to play defense, he would be such a big addition to the Chicago Bears and him coming back. And I don't know what kind of surgery he had, right? I don't know. Every time you guys say growing surgery, I like, oh, man, that just doesn't sound good. But really, hopefully he does recover fast. They could use him, right? As we all seen this past defense, the last couple of weeks, we know what the Vikings have at receiver, the wide receiver position. Remember, the last time the Bears played him, everything changed. Everything changed when they started running the football, right? Everything changed, and they went under center, and they started getting some play-action pass in. Jordan Mason started running the ball well, so stop the run first. And how do you stop the run? You have a cornerback who can play one-on-one with Justin Jefferson, so you can add a safety to the box.
Oh, have a wonderful weekend, man. We're looking forward to hearing you on the post-game show.
Appreciate it, guys.
That's Olin Krutz.
He's the best.
I like when people are like, man, he's really good at this. Yeah.
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 That's good point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.